50 years ago today, the very first episode of Star Trek aired on TV. All this year, fans around the world are celebrating, including Dean Gykin. He lives in Champaign and was only a year old when the original series debuted. But by the time he was 8, he discovered the show in reruns like so many other fans. Now he's celebrating Star Trek's 50th with his teenage daughter, a third-generation Trekkie. University of Illinois journalism student Ashley Miller talked with Gykin about his plans for the anniversary and what makes Star Trek as relevant today as it was in 1966.
I have been a Star Trek fan as long as I can remember. My earliest recollection is running home from the bus stop every day after school and turn it on and get that fuzzy reception from an antenna and watch Star Trek in the afternoon and then do my chores.
How do you think that, because obviously technology has changed, time has changed, how has being a Star Trek fan changed since those days of you running home, like, to watch it on TV? Is it better now, or is it, has it lost the nostalgia factor?
Well, I still enjoy the original episodes, and I love the fact that you can see them just about anywhere on television. You can download them, you can stream them, you can watch them on Netflix. They've got the new Blu-rays out with the remastered editions, and they've even got the animated series out on Blu-ray. They've got all the series, every series that was ever made out. But I think it's great to be a Trekkie at this point, 50 years after it aired, and now it's everywhere, and I feel validated because Star Trek is so popular right now.
So what are your plans for the 50th anniversary?
My plans for the 50th have been kind of ongoing ever since the year started. I've purchased probably a number of new t-shirts, you know, Star Trek themed t-shirts. We have been watching a lot of the old episodes. My daughter and I have been watching a lot of the old episodes. She's not new to the Star Trek fandom, but she's what I would call part of the new generation, the one that will be, that was introduced to Star Trek in a way through the J.J. Abrams movies. So she's kind of a new Trekkie, even though she's familiar with the old Star Trek. And so on the anniversary, we will probably sit down and watch some of the best of the original episodes. Or at least what I consider the best, so I guess she'll be forced to watch what I call my favorites. Of course, Trouble with Tribbles, Day of the Dove, probably Shore Leave, Space Seed, and I don't know, depending on how long we want to stay up, maybe one or two more.
Are you considering The Tholian Web, which is my favorite episode?
Yes, I'm glad you said that. That reminded me that that one probably needs to be in the mix.
Do you think that Star Trek is a family show?
Oh, absolutely. Star Trek is not for everybody because, especially if you're watching the older episodes, you're looking at 1960s television making, special effects, all that kind of stuff. And I think people today are kind of spoiled, and so it doesn't hold their attention as well. But if you sit and look and listen to what they're actually trying to say and what the episodes are about, it's certainly society-oriented. There's very adult themes in it, and I don't mean adult in that connotation, but adult in the sense that you gotta think about what they're talking about.
So you believe that the show has aged well? The things that were relevant in 1960 are relevant today?
I would say that's true. I think it has aged well. The story remains the same. It's a story about people and not about things necessarily. It's comments on people, on events maybe, certainly comments on society and how society interacts with itself, how people interact with each other, different issues. And now that the new series is coming out in 2017, I bet they're going to have all kinds of things that they can explore. And hopefully we'll get a whole new base of fandom with the new series that's coming out.
What do you think that the 50th anniversary represents?
That geeks are now ruling the world.
And final question, do you have a Starfleet uniform?
Yes.
What color is it?
Command Gold.